currently looking for the press. Is there like a better time to call back to get a hold of her?
Hello?
Hey James, this is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. We were in touch just over a month ago regarding some financing for your business.
Yeah.
Just wanted to follow up with you, get an update on your file here. Did you end up finding a solution, or are you still looking for financing? Or?
Well, we are looking for it, yeah.
Yeah, I never got an application. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, well, I've got information, but I might need new application, right? Or can I use an old one?
Let me send you a new email just in case. I never got anything back from you, but if you wanted to give it a go, I'd be happy to see if we can help you. Have you got any approvals from anywhere or no?
Have not really applied anywhere.
Gotcha.
We've been using American Express Merchant Financing. Do you know them at all?
Yeah, they take a percentage of your deposits, right? Of your credit card sales, basically?
Right. Yeah. How do you do that? How do you...
We offer merchant cash advance programs as well, but the majority of what our customers do is working capital, where we just deposit a lump sum in your account, and then it's a fixed payback. So there's fixed payments. It doesn't vary with your deposits. It's fixed. Is that something that you would think would work better, or do you like the merchant cash advance programs?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to really think about that. If the merchant financing one, it just takes out as every day as American Express, as people pay us, they take a percentage of that.
Right.
And is that what you do also on that?
We do have merchant cash advance programs, just like the ones that you're doing with American Express. And then we have working capital programs as well, which can typically give you a larger dollar amount. And the payback is fixed. It doesn't vary with your deposits. Do you prefer the ones that take a percentage? Because I know some people like it, some people hate it. So if you're like seasonal, it makes sense because, you know, when you're busy, you have a lot of deposits, you're going to make bigger payments. When you're slower, it doesn't hit you with those big payments. Do you have a preference?
Well, not necessarily. But, you know, we are somewhat seasonal.
Yeah.
We can
submit it for both, so we can give you some options. I definitely like to compete for your business, see, you know, what kind of rates and terms and everything we can get you. Are you looking for something like longer term, or is it, so just to back up a little bit, you mentioned that you're going to be doing this to fix up the hotel, like renovations and things, right? Because of the floods from February, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the state right now? Are there certain rooms that aren't even available because of the damage, or?
No, we're totally back in business.
Okay.
But we certainly didn't get the business interruption insurance to not pay very much.
Gotcha.
We were closed for three months I think we got $22,000 on that part of it. They paid for a lot of the repairs.
Okay.
But they were very late on the business interruption.
Okay, so you're just a little behind on the bills and just general cash flow, really, or what?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Are you still looking for $250,000, or is there a certain amount that you're looking for exactly?
No, approximately that amount, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned that you did $1.2 million last year in revenue, right? In gross revenue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this year, I imagine because of the floods, you're not going to be anywhere near that. Is that right?
They won't be that high now.
Okay. If we can get you like $100,000 or $150,000, will that be helpful?
Not necessarily.
Okay, because a lot of these programs are renewable. So just, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but for example, like if we get you $150,000, we give you 18-month term, halfway into the term, we can renew you, we'll get you $100,000 more, as long as we see that you can make the payments on time and there's no issues with your account and things like that. So even if we don't get you $250,000 all at once, we can give it to you, you know, in spurts, if that makes sense. Yeah, because like I said, a lot of these programs are renewable. So if we get you more cash, we can actually forgive you for the interest on the original loan and renew you for a higher amount. How urgent is your cash flow need? Is it like something? Because I know we spoke a month ago, and like a month later, you're still kind of in the same boat. So it doesn't. I mean, how urgent is it?
Well,
at
we're
this
looking
point in time?
Within the next week. We'd like to get funds within a week.
Okay, I can get an answer for you tomorrow. Does that work for you?
Okay.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
Okay, James, let me just send you another email with the application stuff, just so you don't have to dig around for it, because I know last time. I think I emailed it to you was like a month ago, and then we'll get you an approval going. I can actually start filling out the application for you right now if you like. Let me see if everything's correct. Okay, so it's Shelter Harbor in 10 Wagner Road, Westerly, Rhode Island, 02891. Is that all good?
Correct.
Okay, let's see. So do you own the property, or do you rent, or...
We own.
You own
it. Okay. I own.
You own it, okay. You own it. Do you pay a mortgage every month, or...?
We do.
What's the monthly mortgage, roughly?
Well, no, because we don't do it on a conventional basis. We do it interest only. And then we generally have made 4 payments over the summer.
Okay, so it's not like a traditional monthly mortgage?
No.
Okay, gotcha. So you make 4 payments over the summer, and that's it for the year?
That's it for the capital amount that we pay, and then each month we pay the interest charges.
Okay, what are the interest charges every month?
There are a couple of thousand.
Like 2,000 or something?
Yeah, a little just over 2,000.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. Alrighty. So if you want me to look into merchant cash advance programs and working capital, I'd be happy to. So if you can make sure to include, along with the application, 6 months of your business bank statements, because these loans are based on your cash flow, and then also include your merchant cash statements. We only need 4 months of those, and I'll make sure to specify this in the email as well. So I'm going to fill out this application for you. There's going to be a couple more things that you need to write in. And then once you get it back to me, like I said, if you can get it back to me today, I can get an answer for you tomorrow. We can get the ball rolling here for you. And if it works, take it. If we can't get you enough, or you don't like the rate or whatever, you know, there's no penalty for applying. There's no obligation on your end. But I'll make it really easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to email you the application and the what we need for the requirements to get you approved. Are you able to get that back to me like this morning or this afternoon, or what is your timeline here?
Possibly this afternoon.
Okay, cool. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions. I'm going to include my phone number in the email. Do you want to jot it down just in case?
Your phone number, I probably have that already.
Okay, cool. Yeah, if you have caller ID, it should show up too. So
I do have your information already.
Okay, James. I'm going to send you an email then. Give me a call.
Are you calling from Rancho Santa Fe?
Yep, that's me.
Yeah. Pretty nice out there.
Yeah, it's not too bad. The weather's been pretty volatile lately, though. We had the Santa Ana winds, and believe it or not, November. It was in like the 90s a couple days ago. It was like 91. It was like 91 Fahrenheit over here, and then now it's kind of getting more mild, kind of like low 70s. So, it's not too bad. I can't complain too much.
I went to a business conference out there 40 some years ago. I think I don't know how long ago, but many years ago. Just after I got out of college.
Oh, very cool.
So it would have been in 1964 sometime.
Wow. Is that the last time you've been out here?
There. That's the last time I've been in... Well, that's the only time I've been in Rancho Santa Fe.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, I grew up over here, so I think there's a lot I kind of take for granted because I've been here pretty much all my life. So, okay, James. Well, hey, like I said, I'm going to send you the email right now. Get it back to me as soon as you can, and that way I can get some answers for you tomorrow, and we can get the ball rolling.
Do you have our address, bookkeeper@shelterharborinn.com?
Yep, I got it.
You have that. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Very good.
Okay, James. We'll talk soon.
Thank
then.
You.
My pleasure. Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Something else coming up on Bank of Cardiff. Mm-hmm.